Odd news. Sometimes the news we don't hear about is the strangest news of all. This is the reason why I like to scan through obscure news outlets. You can find some interesting things doing this. Take for instance the recent bomb scare in a forest in New Jersey. Someone had reported finding a device they thought was a bomb. It wasn't very sophisticated because it was made from a block of wood, a soup can and headphone wire. This doesn't sound very dangerous to me, but police were sent to the area. When they got there, they saw there was more to the device, such as a flag stating UFO detector site number 448. This sounded like a joke to me, and maybe someone on April 1st this year left it there. It certainly had no function. Some monkeys in a zoo in Germany just had enough of the zoo and planned a jailbreak. Their zoo was near the Swiss border, and it makes one wonder if they wanted to escape the entire country. Their zoo employees had spotted them momentarily but lost sight of the group as it ran towards freedom. The monkeys decided when they reached a forest, they had enough of running and deserved a rest during the nice sunny weather, and took a nap. The nap was their downfall, and they were all captured and put back. Zoo authorities still haven't figured out how they escaped. If there was a fascinating cave nearby and you were a tourist, would you be itching to explore it? Many would, and they can't wait to post the pictures on Facebook and other social media sites. That is the way a woman apparently felt when she saw the cave opening. She slipped away from the other tourists and headed for the cave. As she was walking toward it, she began to notice it had a strange smell, but she kept going deeper until the smell was unbearable. Apparently, what she found out was the cave had been used by many others to relieve themselves, and the retching smell drove her out. Well, I guess it was better than finding a bear, but not much. Maybe if you are a mafia figure on the run, you shouldn't appear on a show. The man had spent 7 years hiding from the Italian police. The show he appeared on was on YouTube, and was featuring Italian cooking. The show was owned by the man, and police began to get suspicious because the host's face was never revealed. They investigated and found he was the owner of the channel. I don't know if he originally was still in Italy and ran, or he had been out of Italy for years, but the Italian police traced him to a home in the Dominican Republic and arrested him. If your wife insists you should fix your broken phone and you don't want to, what do you do? That question was answered when a cell phone went into a repair shop. The screen was broken and other things were wrong with it. The repairman opened the phone up, and to his surprise he found a note and $200 inside the phone. The note was pleading with the repairman not to fix the phone and keep the money for his trouble. Apparently, the wife had brought the phone to the shop and there was something on it he didn't want her to see. Perhaps he had something on there which was toxic to their relationship or criminal. The wording of the note was, "Please don't fix my phone. My wife is gonna kill me. Keep the $200 for you." Thanks. The repairman posted the request online without identifying the person, and it got 12.3 million views, and the comments to fix or not fix the phone were about equally divided. Do you like to go to yard sales? Many people do, and they also hunt for hidden treasures at flea markets and tag sales. One person went to a yard sale and saw a nice china bowl and purchased it for $35. This was possibly one of the best purchases ever made. It ranked up there with things purchased like the Constitution, which was hidden behind an old picture in a frame. This time the bowl was appraised at $500,000 and then at auction brought $721,800. Not too shabby. A rainstorm in New Jersey had just ended, and a woman decided to go out for a walk. She decided to walk through a park. What she noticed really surprised her. Hundreds of worms were on the ground, but that was not the surprise, since worms often come out after a heavy rain. What they were doing was the surprise. They were forming circles. Scientists had no answer for why the worms were doing this. MSCHF is a company which produced Satan shoes. These were shoes which featured a pentagram charm, inverted cross and a drop of human blood. The problem was they were modified versions of Nike's Air Max 97. A settlement was reached and the company issued a recall. The shoes sold for $1,018 and included a passage from the Bible which was from Luke 10:18, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." I have to admit it was a sin what they were charging for the shoes. Cockfights are very popular in some places. The birds usually have razor blades or such attached to their claws and are sent out to destroy the other bird. A fight was taking place in India and a man thought it was a good idea to attach a 3-inch knife to the leg of his bird. These fights are illegal in India. Anyway, the bird got into a panic and shoved the knife into the man's groin and he began to bleed profusely until he bled to death. His own rooster had killed him. We have heard a lot of news about Prince Philip dying, but I bet you didn't know there was a tribe which worshipped him as a god. The tribe lives on the island of Tanna, in Vanuatu, and they have been worshipping Philip for decades. They held a memorial for him on April 12, 2021, conducted by the chief Yapa, who comes from the village of Vikunala. Weeks of ceremonies will continue until they end in a great feast. Since Philip was a god, they believed he merely went back to his heavenly home. People in Alaska have a raven problem. The birds have been stealing food from grocery carts. One man wheeled his cart to the back of his car when a couple of ravens swooped down and took food out of his wagon. What was amazing was they stole a piece of meat which was 4 by 7 inches. Another couple lost a steak to the hungry birds. It seems they have found a new food source, the grocery store